Hi, I'm Nancy Potok, and you're listening to Show Us the Data. Today, our guest is Dr. Janet Curry, the Henry Putnam Professor of Economics and Public Affairs at Princeton University and the co-director of Princeton Center for Health and Well-Being. She also co-directs the Program on Families and Children at the National Bureau of Economic Research. Our machine learning tool has identified Dr. Curry as a top researcher using vital statistics data collected by the National Center for Health Statistics at the Centers for Disease Control. Welcome, Dr. Curry.
Thank you, Nancy. It's great to be here.
Dr. Curry, you've done a lot of work with vital statistics data, leading to some very important findings on children's health, particularly children in poverty. Tell us what was exciting to you about these data. What was the real-world effect your research had on such a critical topic?
Well, the most exciting thing about vital statistics data is its comprehensiveness. It includes quite a bit of information about every birth and every death in the United States. So it's one of the few sources of information that we have in the United States that can be used to track the health of every child over time. I've been able to use these data to show that the effects of programs such as Medicaid and WIC, the Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, have had on infant health. I've also used these data to look at trends in child health and trends in racial gaps in health over time.
WIC is such an important program. It's great how you've been able to use vital statistics to advance your research. Can you elaborate a little more on how your work ultimately makes a difference for the American public?
So some of our first work using vital statistics data studied expansions of the Medicaid program in the 1990s that covered every pregnant woman. We showed that these expansions reduced infant mortality and increased birth weight. This work was part of the evidence base that was supporting the recent expansions of the Medicaid program in the Affordable Care Act. Its subsequent research has followed up on those children who benefited from prenatal Medicaid coverage and shown that they've grown up to be healthier adults, and that when women in those cohorts give birth to their own children, that their children are healthier as well.
That's a great example of evidence building to inform public policy. Based on your hands-on experience, what would be helpful for other researchers to know about these data?
Well, one important thing for them to know is that the information that is collected changes from time to time. The CDC puts out a standard birth certificate, and then the states tend to adopt that. So it's important to look and see that any particular variable that you're interested in is the same over some period of time. Another useful thing to keep in mind is that there is missing data, but sometimes it has a useful signal itself. So, for example, there are cases in the birth records where you have information about the mother, but there's no information about the father. And if you treat that missing father category as a category, you'll see that those children tend to have worse birth outcomes than other children. So there's information there.
That's very insightful advice. Are there other data sets that you think would be helpful to link to the vital statistics data? Or is there something you'd like to see improved about these data?
Yes, so the public use version of the data does not include any geographic identifier smaller than the state, but you can get a permission to use a version of the data that has the county identifiers. And if you have the county identifiers, then you can link to data from the census, for example, about characteristics of the county, such as if it's a poor county or what the median income is in the county. It's also possible to link the individual level vital statistics data with individual level records from, again, say, the census or the current population survey. within a census research data center. And so some researchers have done that with very interesting results. One thing that would be useful to know more about in the vital statistics data is how the concept of race is captured, especially on the death certificates, and how that matches with people's, say, their own conception of their race. Because obviously, if you have a death certificate being filled out, it's not being filled out by the respondent. But if you could match to individual data, you could see what people said their own race was at some previous point in time.
Yeah, that's a very interesting topic to pursue. Thanks so much for taking the time from your research to share these valuable insights with us, Dr. Curry. Check out the show notes for more information and relevant links. Until next time, this is Nancy Potok with Show Us the Data.